Hello and welcome to the Balanced Babe podcast. Today we have a super exciting episode and a special guest. I want to welcome Saraswati Love Dragon. She is a sound bath facilitator, an emotional body worker and therapist, spiritual teacher, and student of ancient lineages of yogic practices and methods for awakening. So Sara and I met a couple years ago when I lived in San Diego at an event, and I remember just, I met her and her husband, and I just was so drawn to her energy and the way that she explained things, and also her work is incredible. I've been able to experience it in multiple ways myself. So I had to have her on to give you guys this knowledge, this wisdom, and these tools. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to dive into this today.
Yes, we have lots of stuff to talk about. So first of all, tell me a little bit more about you and kind of just how you came into this work.
I came into the world of spirituality through challenges with my physical health and my mental and emotional health. I was in college, and I had had certain chronic health issues before that, but that was when it was really tough and challenging for me, was when I was in college and studying music. So there's tons of performances and lots of different things that you're doing all the time. And I didn't really give myself breaks. I didn't know how to take breaks. I didn't know what foods to eat. I didn't know I was drinking way too much caffeine. And it led to a lot of different health issues that nobody could figure out what was going on. I would go in for tests with my traditional doctor, and they would say, "You're fine. You're fine. Just drink more water." And I'm going, okay, that's not helpful. And so I went through this, like, kind of just challenge after challenge, trying to figure out what was going on with me, and I didn't know. And I started to look into health, like my diet, my nutrition, and eventually it led me to seeing a functional health practitioner and having tests run, super similar to what you do, Avery, for your clients. And it changed my life, and it led me deeper into spirituality, because I realized that the inner and the outer are super connected. And if your inner, you know, your organ systems, your hormonal systems, that is all deeply affecting your emotions, and that's also deeply affecting your energy. And so through my health, I really saw the doorway of possibility that healing is possible on every level. And that's kind of a short story of how I ended up doing all the things I'm doing today.
Yeah. I love that. So can you talk a little bit more about the specific symptoms you were experiencing and kind of like how you knew you needed to find another way because what you were doing wasn't working?
Yeah. I was struggling with severe anxiety to the point where I would wake up in the middle of the night with my heart racing and sweating, like cold sweats. And it got to the point where I had to come home from college and commute, because luckily I was living like an hour away from my university. So I went home and I was there for a little while. And then one of these nights I woke up and I just said to my mom, like, "I think we need to go to the ER. I'm really freaked out." So then we go through all these tests to check my heart. And of course they don't find anything. So now I'm like, okay, something really strange is going on here. So that was like one of the big, big peaks. Of course, puffy face, just feeling inflamed all the time. My periods were painful and heavy. And digestive issues. I felt like I was not digesting my food. I had heartburn, you know, I don't even like to call it heartburn now, but my doctor called it heartburn and put me on Nexium and like all those things that basically stop your gut from producing any acid at all to digest your food, which made it worse.
Wow.
So there were all of these like one thing after another, and I was seeking help, but I learned that I was not seeking the right help and I was not actually getting to the root of any of these. And I like to go deep into things. I like to go deep into the emotional world, to the spiritual world. And when I was getting these surface level answers, I just knew that that was unacceptable to me. And I knew that there had to be more to this. And I knew that my body could heal because I see so many other people that are healthy in my life and thriving. And I'm like, oh, what are they doing differently? So that's kind of, those were some of the symptoms that I had that really led me to explore a different avenue.
Yeah. And that's honestly can relate with me. And I'm sure a lot of listeners, the people that I work with. And so what got you into learning more about the emotional and spiritual connections to your symptoms? Because I know, at least for me, that's kind of how I got into health, was the spiritual work. And then I realized that we also have to focus on the physical. It's a mind, body, spirit connection. So curious how you've been able to integrate that knowledge to help you heal further.
Mm-hmm. So when I was experiencing a lot of anxiety, what I would call anxiety, because now I don't really sense it that way. I don't really identify with that energy in that way now that so many things have shifted for me. But of course, when I was really in the thick of it, I started to notice what it felt like in my body to sense the tightness, the constriction, the shallow breathing. And I started to notice that, like, this is not me feeling safe and relaxed. This is me feeling fear all the time. So I started to notice how many things I was doing out of fear versus inspiration or love for myself and others. And that started to kind of wake me up to, we've got to deal with this. Like, first and foremost, we've got to deal with the anxiety, because I was doing certain protocols and supplement protocols and, you know, food things that my functional practitioner had given me. So I'm like, okay, this is easy. I can do this. And I'm also going to do this, this, and this at the same time. So I started going to yoga classes because I read on the internet that yoga helps with anxiety. So I just started practicing yoga, and I found myself crying at almost the end of every single class in Shavasana. I'm like, whoa, this is magical. It's crazy. I feel good after. Like, at first I felt uncomfortable crying in this room of people, but no one's looking at you. Everyone's in Shavasana. So I'm like, this is perfect. So I started to release a lot of grief and a lot of fear through working with my physical body and meditation in yoga. And I noticed, you know, through going to a bunch of yoga classes, they would always say, like, okay, well, now we're working on opening our hips. And so you might feel different energy moving through your body as we're doing pigeon. And I would be like, wow, that's really cool. That's so crazy that you can, you know, you guys know where that lives, huh? And I would have experiences, you know, through that. And I just got, I got really into practicing yoga and noticing how my energy and emotions would shift. And what would happen if I didn't move my body that day? How would my body feel? Would I feel stuck, frozen, like my nervous system was in like a freeze state? And I started to notice a pattern that if I practiced yoga, meditation, a little breath work, I had a way better day than if I didn't do it. And even if it was just for 20 minutes. So I started to notice that. And that was really the first door into learning more about my body and my emotions. And then of course I did, you know, years later, after many other yogic trainings, my husband and I went to Dubai and we did the Nir Levy Method therapist training with Nir Levy, who is a grandmaster in Anwen Ampuku bodywork. And we go to Dubai to do this training because they say you will be dismantled and put back together. And we go, that's cool. What is that about?
Sign me up.
Sign me up. So we get to Dubai and we start this training, and it really did dismantle us and put us back together, because in this method, you're studying the five elements of Chinese body reading. You're learning bodywork techniques. You're learning a lot of emotional therapy techniques and tactics to help uncover what is the block for each person. And you can do that through listening to their voice, looking at their body, noticing how they walk. You can notice signs to each person's body and what they might be holding on to emotionally. And of course, energetically. And it was just so fascinating to be deep in practice and learn these methods. And in the same, at the same time as you're learning how to practice this with clients, you're doing the work yourself, because you cannot take your clients anywhere where you have not gone. So yeah, that was huge for me. Yeah, I could just go on about that longer.
That's incredible. And I want to, I think that's probably the part where people are like, ooh, I want to know more about what is body work. What is that? And I think also there are different types of body work. And I've gotten body work done by you as well, which was super powerful. And even like the conversation we had after about what you were able to feel from my energy and experience and talking through those blocks was really helpful. So let's talk about, like, for a specific example, say someone's having, they come to you and they have digestive issues and you're doing body work on them. Like, what are you looking for? And what is that usually like, what can you tell from their body typically?
Great question. If someone's coming in with digestive issues, first I look at, in the five element body reading system, what element is the digestive system? And in the Chinese five element body reading system, the digestive system is the water element. And so this is where our emotions live. This is where they get digested and processed. And so if you're experiencing digestive issues, there's usually a lack of a digestive system for emotions. So you have to explore why is the digestive system not working? What are you, I mean, this can also go into your excretion process. Like, are you holding? Like, are you constipated? Or are you loose? Like, what is that process like too? So it really goes into depth of what the person's really experiencing. But the digestive system in general points to the emotions, the water. How are you flowing with life? How are you not flowing with life? Where are you so rigid and not letting your emotions flow through you, allowing yourself to feel them fully?
That makes so much sense. And I can relate to a lot of that. Like, I grew up with like the worst constipation ever and so many gut issues. And that's part of how I got into this work. And so really a lot of the spiritual work that I've done is learning how to be vulnerable with myself, with my friends, feel my emotions, like tune more into my body and use these practices. Like you said, yoga, when I'm doing hip opening, like if I feel like I'm going to cry, letting myself cry and like honoring that. Right. And I think like that's where I feel the most peace after. And so it just makes perfect sense. And it's so cool that it can be described and explained in these ancient ways. And so when let's dive into that a little bit more. It's like, okay, so if you know that that's happening, how have you been able to, or how can you use this knowledge from Nir Levy and his work to help people like overcome those blocks?
Through a series of questions that are really tailored to the person right in front of me, because I ask everybody different questions and they always give me different answers. And based on the words that you might use to answer the question, the tone of your voice, the speed, the pitch, I mean, I don't even have to be in person with you to sense into that. Just by how you're talking, I can get a little window into, okay, let's explore this. And then also through just how you answer the questions, because if somebody says something that really points to fear, for example, like, why do you feel you're holding on to your emotions? Like, why do you feel like you're not digesting your experiences? Why are you letting things get backed up? And they might say, because I don't think I can handle it. Then you go, okay, so there's a belief here that you can't handle life. There's a belief here that you're not strong enough or that you're not capable enough to handle what might be inside of you. So that's fear. So then you have to go down into the earth element, which is the base, which is your legs and your hips and your sexual organs. And then you have to look at what's beneath it. You have to look at the earth element and go, okay, how stable, secure, and flexible is this person? Because if they don't have stability, you cannot have flexibility. If you don't have flexibility, you cannot move through your life with confidence and value and worth, because you're always scared that things are going to crash. So you can go in like different directions. You can also go up, because the heart, the chest, the upper body is the fire element. And then the neck and the head is the air element. And the fifth and final element is the wood, which is the spine. And you can also kind of notice if someone is standing with their right shoulder a little bit higher than the left. Like, there's so many little things to look for that can give you clues to how you can help this person the most.
So interesting. It's like, I'm already thinking, like, I don't know, I feel like whenever I talk to you, you already know like what's going on with me, my body, and you just have so much wisdom. Just like, you know, it's really powerful. So I think hopefully that helps people like question, you know, their symptoms and like where maybe they're holding on to something, or if you're overly emotional, that I'm sure that correlates to things as well. Hormone imbalances too. Can you touch on that? Because I know that's a hot topic right now in my DMs, is like, oh, I have low progesterone, or I have this and that, my periods are off, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, where is that correlated to?
Mm-hmm. The hormones in the Nir Levy method are associated with just the general nervous system state, and also the health, you know, if you're a woman, it's the health of your sexual organs, and that's related to your earth element. So through the physical body work, through the physical practices that we're trained to do on the body, there's certain points up along, you know, up and down the spine that are related to all the different organ systems, which include the sexual organs, which include also the thyroid, and also affecting the endocrine system. So through all these different points that you are doing, it's sort of, Anma Nampuku was the precursor to Shiatsu and Thai massage. So it came before those styles of body work. And so there's a little bit of a pressing, we use the word cutting, and, you know, just different techniques of pressure on these points that are associated with all these different systems and organs. So through that, you can help find deep levels of nervous system regulation that will help the body heal naturally and help the body come back to homeostasis and stabilize there. And it takes a little bit of time for that process to happen. However, I find that it is long lasting with consistency, and even just getting 30 minutes of the body work is enough for the nervous system to go into that deep state of regeneration and repair.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's like when you, I know it's different from like a massage, but it's like when you're actually able to just like reset, or you're in a sound bath. Like that's how I got into meditation, which we'll talk about in another episode, but that's how I've been able to train my body to tap into those states of rest and realize how, like, the contrast between that feeling of peace and how I'm living every day. And so I think that's super powerful. And I'm curious how this body work, is this something you can do on yourself? Is this something that, like, you know, is you have like large emotional releases, or is it more like subtle?
So this method of body work needs to be done by a practitioner, by a trained practitioner in this method. Mm-hmm. There are certain points that I could give people to kind of work on with themselves. However, similar to leading a meditation versus receiving a meditation, you get to go more deeply into it when somebody is doing it to you, you know, or you're receiving it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And there are emotional releases that happen. There can be pretty big ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, if you're listening and you've ever done holotropic breath work, that's a crazy one. I've done it myself, and like, I'll just start bawling my eyes out and like shaking, and that's normal. And, you know, it's just like letting yourself, like sometimes we get scared by the emotions that we store in our body. And so we don't want to go there, and we have all this fear around it. And it's really just like you said, it's coming from fear. And it's like, you think you won't be able to handle it, but really, like, that's where the breakthrough happens. So maybe let's pivot that way. So after, like, what are the benefits that you've seen in your life from implementing this knowledge onto your own body?
So after implementing all this knowledge into my own body, I'm a lot more aware of what my hot zones are, where I'm more prone to store emotional material and what it points to. When my upper back starts to hurt, I am exerting myself too much and trying to take care of other people too much. When my lower back hurts, I know that I am experiencing fear, usually related to my own thoughts of, am I getting enough done? Am I doing enough? And so I've noticed within myself, what are my patterns? And it's been a really deep and amazing process. And my body has completely changed. Even the way that I look is different than before I did this training, because, like, on a cellular level, muscular level, skin, like every single organ in your body changes when you release trauma, emotional energy, and stuck goop from your body.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, I know you guys can't see Sarah in person, but your skin is always glowing. Like, you just like radiate good energy. So obviously whatever you're doing is working, and I need more of that. So I think, yeah, that's really cool. And so obviously you've noticed physical changes, right? And you've noticed like a more feeling of peace in your body. Have you noticed changes in other areas of your life? Like, how has this affected your relationship and, you know, your business too? Because I know that, like, once we focus on our health, then everything else in our life changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, everything completely changed. Once I started to get my health in order and start to communicate with my body and love my body and not hold any resentment, because I was holding resentment against my body and going, why aren't you working right? And then I listened to Anthony, I think his name is Anthony Williams, the medical medium. Do you know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hesitated. I was like, I'll bring this up. Because there was one thing, and also that led into a whole other chapter of my life that I'm no longer active in. But he did say something that stuck with me, which was that every second of your life, your body is working for you. It is repairing cells, millions of cells every second. And so your body, you have evidence that your body is always working for you, not against you. And that was a big unlock for me, because I had been dealing with these health issues for so long. I began to believe that my body would not work properly ever. I wondered. So that was a big process for me. And then how it's affected my business and my relationships would be, I mean, it's improved them incredibly and made them so much more real and so much more raw. And it has made everything that I do in my life more powerful and impactful, because it's closer to the authentic version of me, not the version of me that's covered in trauma, stories, emotions, the past, worried about the future. It has just made me more clear and powerful in my being. And then everything that I create is just, it has more energy in it, because I'm not trying to fake it. I'm not trying to push myself to do something. It is able to just come through me through inspiration. And I believe that when you work through your trauma and your emotional body, that you're able to be a more clear channel for Source and for the universe to speak through you and give you real inspiration of like, hey, here's your next business idea. Here's your next relationship vision. Here's what you're capable of doing. And then we'll see what you do with it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And one thing that I want to talk about is, before we get into some tangible tips, so when I visited you in San Diego during a recent visit, we spent the day together in a portal and we talked for hours. And one of the things that we talked about was how you're able to just stay in this flow state for like the entire day. And you do that, I believe, through tapping into your authenticity and like really feeling in alignment. And there's no like, obviously you're human, we're all human, we are going to have these blocks that come up, but like being able to navigate and maintain this sense of flow is so important for obviously our physical body, but also like our spiritual health, our mental health and everything. So I know that probably sounds exciting to people to feel like just high off of their own energy and like motivated and passionate and like lit up, you know, so that they can create and build the life that they want. So what would you say to someone that's just like, I'm feeling stuck, I don't have energy, I don't know what I should be doing, like I know I need the emotional healing and I'm trying to do all the supplements and all these things. Where would you tell them to start and maybe give them some like tools or things that they can try?
Mm-hmm. The first thing to do is to work on your emotional state, because even if you're feeling frozen or you're, you know, in fight, flight, freeze, it doesn't matter what dysregulated nervous system state that you're in. Start immediately with emotional release. And a way that you can do that is by sitting in a room by yourself and not looking in a mirror, not like having the windows open, and just take deep breaths and start to notice what you're feeling in your body and go deeper. Because some people will say, I don't feel anything, I just feel relaxed. No, there's something there. Go deeper And if you don't come up with anything, ask yourself, if I had to pick, what would I say? Just give yourself this kind of ultimatum. Like, if I had to pick an emotion that I'm feeling right now, what would it be? If you really feel numb and you can't feel your emotions, just keep going, keep digging through your breath, through being alone. And then notice the sensorial or the texture or the color of that emotion. Like, does that emotion in your body have a texture, have a color? Is it moving? Is it moving fast? Is it close to the surface of your skin? Is it deep within one of these muscles or bones in your body? Where is it living? And so you must start there. And from there, you can explore deeper layers of the emotion. When did I first feel this? When did I first feel this emotion? What did it feel like when I felt it? And where was I? How can I reparent myself and work through what these experiences were like for me? How can I reparent and tell this version of me what they needed to hear? And it's really, really powerful work. And that's where I would start. I would start with carving out 5 minutes of your day to do this and check in with yourself. And if you get the same result every single day, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. If you just come up with grief every single day, that's perfectly acceptable. So I would recommend people start there.
Okay. So, and two questions, should they bring like a journal with them so they can like talk things through, or should it be without anything? And should they have their eyes closed, like almost like a meditation, or just kind of like do whatever feels good?
Okay. Yeah. So great question. I don't feel that journaling is completely necessary. However, if somebody has a really active air element and they're prone to overthinking, then you might want to journal a little bit, but you have to check yourself and make sure that you're not just journaling for the sake of being busy and having thoughts, that you're journaling because you're letting yourself like free flow. You're letting yourself just kind of like a stream of consciousness. So if you're going to journal, journal in a more stream of consciousness way, where you might get to some subconscious thoughts that point to an emotional, like a secret thought or belief that you've held for a really long time. So I only recommend journaling if you will like agree to do it that way, and you're not just writing about these stories, because the stories are not important. The feelings are important. And otherwise, just working with your breath and your body is the most important thing. And you might feel like, hey, I want to move my body. I want to move my body more. And like, let's say you start to feel like, oh, there's this tightness in my back. I'm not sure what the emotion is, but let me just start moving in a weird way and see if I can move the energy. So it kind of begins with the breath. It begins with getting quiet and focusing below the neck, taking your attention out of your head into your body, noticing sensations. And then there, of course, there can be releases that happen and movements that happen, crying, screaming into a pillow. Like, those are all extremely important, valid ways to process the energy and let it come out of your body.
Yeah, that's great. I think, you know, I'm going to go try this too, because I meditate a lot and I sit, and I feel like that's also focused on the mind sometimes. And so having these practices of body awareness is like the missing piece for probably myself and a lot of people. So thank you for that. And I think, like, you know, what we talked about today is, it might be enlightening for some people to kind of make those connections. And obviously there's so much more we could talk about and dive way deeper into, which we will do in the future. But is there anything else that you want to leave everyone with before we get into how they can find you?
Yes. The last piece that I want to leave, because this is really important, especially for women, to, you know, if you feel numb or if you feel like you're just always angry, or, you know, because the emotions may not be, if you're completely new to this practice of being present with your emotions as they arise, you might just feel really angry for like a month and be like, wow, I'm trying to feel my emotions, but all I feel is mad. Good. That's okay. Whatever you're feeling is okay. And it's okay if you just feel sad. It's okay if you're just crying. It's okay if you're whatever it is, because think about how long you have lived your life repressing your emotions. Think of how many years you've spent pushing them down or only allowing yourself to feel them partially, like 10% of your true capacity for feeling. Think about how much material must be in your tissues and fascia and your body. So remember that if you actually take the first step to dive into this, because for some people, they may hear this information and go, wow, that's cool information, but I'm not going to do it. And that's okay. That's many people. Not everybody is meant to go into this work. And if you feel fearful about your past trauma coming up, then I recommend that you reach out to me so that we can work through that in an emotional regulation session together, where you have a guide who will help you not go too deep too fast, because that can be a real thing. You have to make sure that you're stable enough and have the digestive system and all those things in place. However, most people can do a good bit of this work all by themselves if they just commit to trying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. I think that was the perfect end. And yeah, if you are interested in an emotional regulation session with Sara, then I would highly, highly recommend it. And if you are a current or future client, stay tuned for that. So, and if you're looking to connect with Sara and want to learn more about her emotional regulation sessions or sound healing that she has to offer, please check her out. Her Instagram is Sounds of Sara Swati, SaraSwati, and I'll include it in the show notes as well. For some reason, the end of this did not save her audio, so I added this to the episode. But again, if you are wanting to reach out and really learn how to use and implement these tools into your own lives, then I would highly recommend connecting with Sara, and also stay tuned for future episodes where I will interview her and her husband together on topics around sound healing, and also a really cool one with a specific type of breathwork technique. So thank you so much for being here, and stay tuned for future episodes.